Alright. Now, how fast can we find this funny? Alright. Now, how fast can we find this funny? In a video of Mike Myers about how he creates his characters, he talks about his father who was funnier than him. And this quote is from the father. This morning as I was playing Freecell to get to the mode of wanting to write an article, I noticed something in how I was playing Freecell. I noticed that I am willing. I am interested, I will do what it takes to see the whole board of cards, instead of focusing exclusively on where I saw some possible moves. I was interested in seeing the big picture and that made me able to win all the games. 100%. But my cone of vision, when I measure, is 30% and the board needs 60%, so I move my eyes horizontally and see and remember everything this way. Most people's cone of vision is 1%. For someone with a penlight-sized cone of vision, it is nearly impossible to see the whole board, the whole big picture. They can, if they are interested. If they know that their results and therefore their life depend on the size of reality they can see 10%. But interestingly, I am noticing, people are not aware of what they don't see. They don't even suspect that it's there. This is the first of the difference between you and me. Or between the 8 billion and a 1,000. The other difference is, I am willing to pay for what I want. I paid, in 1996, $90 a week, for 6 months, a whopping $2,340 to expand my cone of vision from 10 degrees to 30 degrees. And in addition to my weekly session, I practiced what they told me to practice every single day. I didn't hope that they will do the work for me, I was willing to do the work for me. If I look back at my budgeting of my income, I have been budgeting 50% of my income on my growth. Since 1985. And at least 10, but mostly 40 hours a week of practice on average. What does this say about me? It says that I put my money where my mouth is. That this is important to me. Growth. And what does it say about you? How you spend your money, how you spend your time tells me that you are not interested, and you do put your money where your mouth is, mundane, worthless, nothing producing activities. When I lost my job due to the stock market crash back in 1987, I still had a 2 to 3 day paying gig a month at a firm in Manhattan. I paid my rent, I traveled to the seminars I took. I practiced on the phone with the people I volunteered to coach, and ate rice and beans. Also, I cut expenses where it didn't matter much. I bet you cut expenses when it comes to growth, when it comes to education. And when you sign up to one of my classes, you consider yourself someone who intends to grow. And then you are surprised that you don't. If you exposed a plant to only as many hours of light as you are willing to spend on growth, would it grow? I bet it wouldn't. You live in a magic wand / magic wand existence, that is as real as Narnia at the back of the clothing closet. Not very real. Occasionally I manage to knock a student conscious. But not very often. On another note, your soul correction, unfortunately, predicts how you are going to deal with life. 90% certainty. For example, 70% of the people who attend any of my courses, free or for fee, have a number 2 in their soul correction. Soul correction, I think, is based on Kabbalistic mysticism. Kabbalistic numerology. The number 2 is about your balance. Balance between what you give and what you expect in return. And, in my experience, every single person with a number 2 in their soul correction number, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 32, 42, etc. are stingy. Even the ones that pretend even to themselves that they aren't. 29. And the ones that have no number 2 in their soul correction are the only people who actually are somewhat willing to do the work to get what they want, unless they aren't. The ones that aren't use expression and sensitivity to praise me, praise my work, brag about their accomplishments. Because process is against their soul correction, they are all about expressing. Soul correction is like the topography of the soul. Topography is how the land is laid out. Terrain. The lay of the land. This is expressed in the elevation, slope, and orientation of terrain features. In terms of soul correction, the inclinations, incline, are our concern. Where all the rainwater collects. It will tell us what is the kind of life a person will have. If you place a ball on the terrain defined by the soul correction, it has slopes towards different behaviors and attitudes. Like stingy in the case of 2, exaggerated expression in the case of 3. Correction means to take control of the ball. And where it goes and how fast. For example, I tend to believe that I am above all. That is part of my soul correction. The ball in my particular terrain tends to go towards attitudes like condescending, overly self-assured, and to talk like an oracle. As a teacher, I have a lot to control, after all I speak and write for a living. I practice surrender. Practice humility. I practice respect. And I practice allowing. All these check to some degree the ball that wants to go to condescension and superiority. It's a full-time job. I have invented tens of sayings that bring me down to earth. And to humility. To allowing things, people to be how they are, where they are. I admit, it is not easy, but it is possible. I have tried both ways. My automatic way was miserable. I was miserable. Life was miserable. Ever since I got better at managing my soul correction, I am a happier person. Happy? Not sure what happiness is. But I am having a lot of fun. One of the things I've been doing was best expressed by Mike Myers' father, who, when something really bad happened, used to say, "All right. How fast can we find this funny?" One of the things we attempt to do in my many courses is, we find your many sentences that can manage your soul correction. To address the slopes in your topography. So the ball doesn't end up in the valley rendering you ineffective, unhappy, stuck, not growing. My soul correction number is 34. Forget thyself. The same numbers as in 43. And that soul correction is called defying gravity. If you pay attention, both are irrationally self-confident, judgmental of mere two-legged humans. Lol. Below I include my notes on the numbers. What is important to get, the words the numbers represent are the positive, restricted, characteristics. It takes continuous effort to keep the evil inclination in check. The numerological foundation of soul correction. 1. Overfly proud of their creativity in a small area and has undue confidence. 2. Balance between taking and giving. 3. Individualistic, I only want to do what I want to do. Arrogant. 4. Process or haphazard. Those with 4 in their birth number confront significant issues in the areas of stability, commitment, patience, clarity, and willingness to follow a sometimes slow or arduous process to their goal. 5. Freedom and discipline. What, when, my way or the highway, arguing for the right. 6. Vision and acceptance. Alternating between meek, submissive, and forcefully pushing against. 7. Trust and openness. 8. They want abundance and power but they try to force it or extort it. 9. No integrity and the wisdom they feel they have is shallow and made up. They feel brilliant but their results in life don't support that. 0. Inner gifts. In my experience, these 0 people have a disproportionately high precious eye, but rare is the person who can and willing to disseminate those gifts. And here just the component numbers. 1. Creativity and confidence. 2. Cooperation and balance. 3. Expression and sensitivity. 4. Stability and process. 5. Freedom and discipline. 6. Vision and acceptance. 7. Trust and openness. 8. Abundance and power. 9. Integrity and wisdom. 0. Inner gifts. One last thing, what does it mean to keep the evil inclination in check? So far, every single student of mine does the catching. To catch something, it already had to happen. That is not checking it. Checking it means, stop someone or yourself from doing something. I.e. not doing it. If your evil inclination is to judge. I.e. make it wrong, then checking that inclination means, not judging it, not making it wrong. Not after the fact. No. Before the fact. That means that the judgmental person needs to learn to see differently, so they don't see wrong. If they do, when they do, they have already judged. The missing distinction is not wrong. Ugly, disgusting, horrible, but not wrong. Very hard. But it impossible to live a good life and consider most things wrong. Impossible. The world, life is full of things, people, behaviors, events that are not to your liking. Owning that it is your liking, not the touchstone, not the standard or criterion by which something is judged or recognized, that it is yours is what needs to be surrendered to. God did not appoint you to do its work on earth by judging. Doing. Performing your soul correction to the degree you do is part of your integrity. It is the second level of integrity. Integrity is being true to your values, standards and ideals. Most people who have low integrity or no integrity aren't performing with integrity even on the most basic, level 1 of integrity. They don't do what they said they would do. They don't do it on time. They don't consider integrity at all. Nothing hidden. Being truthful and honest. Doing complete work. Working from an empowering context, and doing very well what you do, doing it as it was meant to be done or better, and without cutting corners. Doing what you know to do, Doing what you said you would do and on time, doing what others would expect you to do even if you haven't said you would do it, and saying when you are not doing this as soon as you realize you won't be doing it or won't be doing it on time. This is level 1. You cannot move to level 2 until you are impeccable on level 1. Part of it is to let go of promises you have made that you don't intend to fulfill upon. There are probably many. And unless you cancel those promises, they prevent you from getting better, they suck your life force. I have promised to sell my stuff on eBay to make life easier on my landlord when I pass and to transfer the valuable stuff I can't take with me. I am seeing that I am not going to do that. So I am canceling that promise. I'll allow the chips to fall where the chips fall. And I will be okay with that. You see, I canceled one promise, and made a second one. If I find that I am not okay with the chips falling where they fall, I'll cancel it, and look what I will promise next. This is the iterative method. In the end I may get to a promise and can honor. So far I am okay with the second promise. My vision is that I have no regrets in the moments of my passing. That I am peaceful and can pay full attention to the process of passing. So the series of promises is to take me to that place where my vision can become reality. I also want that my passing is not because I can't make a living. Or because I hate life. Or because I have too much pain. I want to die because it is my time. And I see that it is up to me. Really. One of the slogans some of my students have learned from me, if it is to be it is up to me. So I bust my ass, I come up with new course, new methods to teach. So I can make a living even though 90% of my followers are stingy and don't want to pay for anything. And I eat and exercise so I have no pain or bearable pain. So it is really up to me. Oh, and I laugh a lot. I do what I love to do. So I don't hate life. Okay. If you are not one of the stingy ones. Do the integrity course. Do it earnestly. Do all the exercises. It is worth thousands of dollars this year alone. And if you know someone who would be willing to take over my site and run it as their own, let them know I would be interested and become immortal that way. Okay, here is the link to buy the integrity course. Get integrity that makes life work. P.S. I found an amazing recording that teaches a lot of what you need to learn if you ever want to get things done through other people. Which means, leverage. You can buy it for $35 or you can sign up to my Interested in Learning Communication Low Intensity program, a subscription costing $5 a month and get it free on day 5 of your subscription. And between you and me, if you are not interested in either, you are not welcome on my site. Go away. I prefer to have 10 readers than hundreds who are not really interested in growing themselves.